Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Never Have I Ever is one of those games, though, where it's fun to play that we're committing a whole episode to the game. Mm-hmm. But the person who suggests Never Have I Ever...
It's always like, obviously you've done that.
Or it's the biggest eye roll, because it's like there's something they want to brag about. Yeah. Like, you know, it's... Yeah. But is there one that is your normal go-to Never Have I Ever?
Because normally you have to come up with them, right? Like, that's the game is...
It's always a relief, too, when you're playing with people where they don't automatically, like, never have I ever, like, given a blowjob on a plane. You know, like, stuff like that, where it's, like, very sexual.
Or it's very targeted to someone who you know has done it.
Yeah, in the room. No, mine is always skydiving.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, mine used to be Mexico. Yeah,
I'm still confused at the grammar of this game. I wanted to clarify. When you say never have I ever, are you, when you're suggesting that in the game, are you supposed to say something that you have never done,
but you
think someone else has done?
Or just that you haven't done. You don't necessarily need to like think of anyone else in that moment.
Okay. Yeah.
But you can. There are ways to target people, especially if you're playing like King's Cup.
Like never have I ever been to a bar mitzvah. Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
saying that yeah. to get you out. And I have not been to a bar mitzvah.
And then
like
I
never,
would lose...
You could be like, never have I ever had boobs.
Mm. Which is like so dumb.
Carly and I, yeah.
Okay.
That's a cheap one.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
How do you determine a winner in Never Have I Ever? It's the is one.
Never has all their fingers down.
Yeah, their fingers down. Put a finger down.
Oh, yeah, you have 10 fingers.
Put a finger down.
Are we gonna do it by fingers?
No.
It's just a general discussion.
Yeah.
Put a finger down. We all do story times.
Mike vetoed all the sexual ones.
For our audio listeners, we have to be like, okay, well, Carly just put a finger down. And Aaron had one, so right now.
Wait, so...
We have like golf commentators like in the back. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just like right now, Mike now has 3 left.
Yeah.
Aaron's up for the next question.
Oh, Carly just put one down.
Okay, well, I guess. When
did this game originate? Is there a history of Never Have I Ever?
It was invented by the Hasbro brothers in 1912 as a board game.
Oh, actually?
No,
really?
I'm kidding.
That's like so interesting.
That was so confident.
Is there a history? I would just be curious, like, how far does it go back? Did it start off as maybe a Dutch game and it made its way
Let me see.
Over here?
Oh, Be Real.
No way.
Is Be Real done?
I haven't posted
Not
on Be Real
me,
in a
bitch.
Month. I don't think I've posted Be Real in months. Do you still post every day?
No,
I love Be Real.
I took like a week off. No, I'm just annoyed with the notifications.
Okay. Are we ready for the explanation?
Yes.
Okay. Never Have I Ever, also known as I've Never or 10 Fingers, is a drinking game in which players take turns.
Oh, so it's only ever been a drinking game.
Interesting.
I also like it's just there's an alternative title, I've Never.
Yes. Never.
I've Never.
I'm trying to see the history. There's like no history part on Wikipedia. Yeah. Rules.
What about origin?
No, it just says rules, pop culture, references.
It's a great TV show.
That's a show called Never Have I Ever?
Oh my God. Yeah. You've never seen it? It's so
never
good.
Never Have I Ever, Ever, Never Seen Never Have what? I Ever.
It's really good.
Can I tell you how I came up with the concept for this video?
Sure.
We were trying to think of topics.
Oh,
I went on Brent Rivera's YouTube and just sorted by most popular, and it's like one of his most popular videos is playing Never Have I Ever. I went to because I first went to the trending page of YouTube, and I was like, let me see what's trending on YouTube. And there's a Brent Rivera video, and I was like, I bet you he's got good topics in his like titles and thumbnails.
Very funny.
And I just sorted by most popular, and it's him playing Never Have I Ever. So that's
Found it. Never Have I Ever was invented by John Never Have I Ever back in the 17th century.
That's
his motivation was simple. He wanted to expose his cheating wife, and he wanted to expose his cheating wife and finally get to the bottom of who was stealing precious dragon eggs from their farm.
What are you reading, Matt?
I have no clue.
This is not
dragon
a real thing.
Eggs
lore.
Dragon eggs.
Like,
there's a verse.
No.
Oh yeah, I see that too.
Oh, so he wasn't just making it up.
No.
Kind of sounded like it.
It should just be called Find the Frigate.
What? What websites are you guys looking this research up on? Okay, should we get started on it?
Sure.
Okay. Never have I ever stood someone up on a date.
Explained.
Standing up someone on a date is you commit to a date and then you basically ghost them in person.
I don't think I
have. No, I haven't.
I've never done that.
But did the person go to the place you agreed on and didn't show up?
That's what this means.
Yes. Like you're sitting alone at the table at
Have you ever done that to another person?
No. But there may have been like a thing goes, hey, are you going to this event? And they're interested in me. And I'm like, yeah, I think I will be. Awesome. I'll see you there. And I don't go to the event. Oh, that's different.
You didn't like set up a date.
No.
And didn't show up.
Have you ever been stood up on a date? Were you planned a date?
No.
And then the other person didn't show up? Yeah. Thank God. That's got to be the worst feeling in the world.
Oh.
Kind of?
Well, maybe I haven't.
Well, what do you think?
It reminds me of a time, it's actually funny, when like Patricia and I, we were like kind of like dating or interested. We had a date and it was like, she was just kind of like ghosting me. Like she stopped responding to like.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, but then it was like an hour before, I'm like, hey, is this still happening? She goes, yeah, I'll be ready.
Like, I feel like I remember this actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies, man.
But it was, I don't know. She was upset about something.
Never. Never have I ever kissed a friend's sibling.
So if you say yes, sorry.
I know, the grammar's weird.
Yeah,
kissed a friend's sibling.
I have never kissed a friend's sibling.
I feel like no, but maybe, but not. It would be like their sister, and it's like a peck on like New Year's or something.
Matt's got tea.
Yeah, I did. I did. I was at a wedding. I was at a wedding in Albuquerque, New Mexico on a golf course. And it was one of my friends who was on this speech team, and his sister happened to be on the speech team as well. No, she wasn't on the speech team. She like quit the speech team. But we were in the group that traveled out to this wedding, but he was on the speech team with me. We were like the same year, and I had a crush on his sister. And during the wedding, we went down on the golf course and we kissed. And he
did he find out?
Yeah, and he was pretty pissed, and he gave me the silent treatment the entire the entire drive back from Albuquerque. Oh, but God. I was at the same time, I'm like, dude, we're like 20 years old. Like, who cares that like I kissed your sister?
But it's always it's his sister. Was she younger?
Older than me. By like a year.
No, than him.
Older than him.
Mm. Oh, his older sister, and he still got upset?
Well, yeah. I think no matter it's your sis.
Yeah, I don't know.
And your friend.
I've had two friends that both have sisters, and like their thing was, please date my sister to like our friend group.
Because you didn't want them to date anyone else?
Yeah, they're like, well, I know you guys are cool and nice, so like, can someone please date my sister? Because I don't want her to end up with a scumbag. So like, it was pushed on us.
Was this your friend in high school?
College and after college.
So a roommate who saw you throw a candy bar at a woman wanted you to date his sister.
Wow, he must hate his sister. Yeah.
Red flag.
That I don't think they know that story. That story was kept under wraps.
Layered.
Yeah.
Oh God.
You never kissed anyone's like brother?
I don't. None of my friends had brothers.
Oh. Well,
one of my close friends did, but he was like way, 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 way older.
Oh yeah. I guess I don't know. I've never kissed like a best friend's sibling. It's mostly been like someone who I've been like equals with, and I kissed their sibling. So yeah,
actually,
come to think about it, there's been a couple more. So I have done it. Oh,
shame.
Okay, on that topic, never have I ever kissed a celebrity.
I don't even know why I'm thinking that hard. No, I mean, like, who would I have kissed?
I don't know. Could have been like Maddie Healy or something.
Have I? Taylor Swift blew a kiss at me, and I blew a kiss back. I'm serious. Directed at me.
I know, but that doesn't count as kissing a celebrity.
But it was a true... You don't believe it?
I do.
Is there footage of it?
No, but I have witnesses like two girls.
Oh, then it probably isn't real.
Who witnessed it happen.
There's Lord saying you have a cool shirt, right? That was there's footage of that.
I think about that moment every day. I go past the Laurel Canyon, I pass the Houdini Mansion. I'm always like, that's where it happened, where I met Lord. Damn, I'm pretty sure I have kissed a celebrity, but I can't remember.
I feel like you would remember.
Yeah, it's hard to forget.
I've kissed
like
a girl
that.
Who's in the Seven Things I Hate About You music video.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I know that one.
I think the word celebrity is doing a lot of the lifting there. Never have I ever been sick on public transportation. You ever like thrown up on an airplane?
Yes, I've thrown up on an airplane.
Oh, God.
Mm. I was flying back from Australia, and I was watching Hairspray with Zac Efron, and, and I threw up.
Because you were like hungover? Or...
I was, it was just, I think I was having really bad acid reflux because it was Australia to Dallas. It's like a 22 hour flight.
Oh my God.
Did you use the bag?
Yeah, I used the bag.
Like,
what do you do with, like, what do you do with the bag after you just like get?
So I think sometimes the flight, I had to go through two bags. I think the flight attendant kind of knew and was just like, here, sweetie. And I just.
You didn't go to the bathroom?
It comes on so fast.
Yeah, it comes out so fast. And you don't want to risk it. Like
walking, someone being in there.
Yeah.
If I was sitting next to you on a plane and I just saw this like 6'4" man puking into a bag, I would.
I've never puked since then, but it
has
happened.
Do you mind?
You've never puked since?
No, I've never puked on an airplane then.
I was like, just happened. That's amazing.
One time.
That sounds like the worst place to get sick is on an airplane.
You're just and then, like, being next to someone who's getting sick on an airplane?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Then I would get sick, I think.
I have. Close to it. Because
really?
I get really car sick. Like, there have been multiple Ubers I've been in where, like, I'm like, it's gonna happen.
Like, I'm gonna barf.
Yeah, or when we did that Red Bull thing and I went in a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Never again.
Did you flip upside down, too?
No, just normal.
You just went in a regular helicopter ride and...
Yeah, but they, like, turn pretty quickly and
Yeah, they
stuff.
Were, like, following that helicopter, so we were, like, behind it, and they would make, obviously, not crazy moves like that, but it was still like a little bit jolting and stuff, yeah.
That was... I think the closest I've ever been. Well, no, I took an Uber once and I literally had to run into my house the second I got out and got sick.
Well, and you made it home?
Yeah, shockingly.
Wow.
That happened to me hungover, but I like just got home and I puked.
Someone puking in an Uber to me is one of, even though I go compassionate, accidents happen, but it's like the one thing I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's just such a mess because it's someone else's car you don't even know.
That happened to me in college. And not me, but someone I was in the Uber with got sick, like, out the window and was just, like, all over the side of the car.
Oh, my God. What's the protocol there?
Like, I think Uber charges you now, like, $200.
It wasn't
bucks.
Uber, though, because that didn't exist. So it was, like, some sort of, like, taxi
just some
service.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Wow.
Just my friend's brother that I guess.
If I was an Uber, I would, like, want them to, like, throw up. Because then you're, like, I get $200 bucks, I don't have to work the rest of the night, and I just take it. And I get a free car wash, so.
I guess. But then I feel like when it's your car, you're, like, someone puked in my fucking car that I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what they could
the
be
the worst is on the
up.
Subway, too, when you when you live in New York and you take that, like, 2 a.m. subway home. Oof. And you just see the person who's going to puke. And they're just kind of, like, doing the Mortal Kombat, like, final.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, dude. Puking on the subway is.
Are there no puke bags on the subway?
Dude, there's
no.
Nothing. It's the worst.
You're on your own, kid, on the subway.
All right. Yeah. Okay, we can move on
like
from
all
that.
Flies back.
Sorry to the listeners.
Never have I ever used someone else's toothbrush. I wanted to get your opinions.
I have.
Oh, yes. I had a feeling you would.
I think I have on accident.
Not on, like, it's like dire circumstances. Yeah. And it's like someone that I put my tongue down their throat every day. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's like a cardinal. I don't think I could ever use another person's toothbrush.
What if you were like, you didn't have, you couldn't get a toothbrush?
I'm just
wouldn't
not
brush
brushing
your teeth.
My teeth. Yeah.
And you were going to like a date.
I would like go stop at a Rite Aid
no,
and get
you
mouthwash.
You
I would just
to
put the toothpaste on my finger and swish it around
my
mouth.
I would use toothpaste as mouthwash.
Yes, yeah. Yes, just swish it around. But
I've used like Patricia's toothbrush.
Yeah, I've used TJ's. I'm not like using my friend's toothbrushes. But also, like,
I used to use yours.
Like, it's not the same. Yeah,
that's fine. I wouldn't
to me,
care.
It's like it's like wiping
really
your
gross.
Butt with the same wipe. I'm like. It's no.
There's so much much bacteria in your mouth. It's
I know.
I think like objectively, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But like when it comes down to it, and like you have to do it, like I have.
Wow.
If it was like a super old toothbrush, but I feel like if it's like you replace the toothbrush head every once a month, right?
You're supposed to
like
do it every
three months,
3 to 6
oh,
months.
Shit.
What, you replace them every month?
Yeah.
Well, it's okay.
That's okay. It's
be hygienic.
Than, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think I always ask for Christmas for toothbrush heads because I love having like clean bristles. but I know it's not like it's been the same fucking head on it for months.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's like a toothbrush. You have the same toothbrush for God knows how long.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's also
know.
Like it's just... I know the hygiene of my partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Toothbrushes. That to me
it's
is
really
like,
gross.
It's a little too intimate for me.
So is kissing.
Okay.
So is this.
Hey.
Yeah.
Carly, never have I ever eaten
insulted him.
Leftover.
It's eaten.
Eaten?
I'm kidding. Eaten. Eight. Never it's have eight.
I,
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Stamps.com. 2023 is well underway, so don't wait any longer to level up your small business and set your year up for success. Get ahead of the competition by using Stamps.com to mail and ship. Stamps.com lets you print your own postage and shipping labels right from your home or office. It's ready to go in minutes, so you can get back to running your business sooner. Postage rates just increased again. Luckily, Stamps.com has the best discounts in the industry, with rates you literally can't find anywhere else, like up to 84% off USPS and UPS. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you your cheapest and fastest shipping options. Stamps.com is a one-stop shop for all your shipping and mailing needs. For over 25 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Get access to the USPS and UPS shipping services you need to run your business right from your computer anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Stamps.com is a stress-free solution for every small business. Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. And if you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through Stamps.com's dashboard. So, set your business up for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up at Stamps.com/GIPOD. For a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com/GIPOD or GIPOD and get a 4-week free trial, free postage, and a digital scale. That's stamps.com/GIPOD. And now back to the episode.
Never have I ever eaten leftover food from another table at a restaurant.
Oh,
wait,
God.
What?
Like, there's a table next to you.
And you take their food.
They left. And there's like something that looks really good on their table. Have you ever been like, ooh, what?
No.
No, I'd be like, I'm going to die if I eat this.
I've.
You've done it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes. Like if there's like french fries at someone else's table, or there's like a nice roll that hasn't been touched, like a bread roll. It's 3 feet away. It may as well have been on my table.
What if they did touch it?
I mean, I've done it like once or twice.
With French fries, their hands are touching them.
Who cares?
Like recently?
No. Like years
ago.
When
I was like broken in college, and if I was like, I also sometimes like, if I knew a group that was at a table and they got up to leave and they like left beers behind and there was still like a bottle that was like.
Of beer?
I would like drink like beer that wasn't like fully drank. Because I was so broke, I didn't want to have to go buy beer. I'm like, this is a full beer.
I feel
beer.
Like you would still do that.
No, not anymore. I don't want to get strep throat because of my psoriasis. I'm like, I won't drink anything that,
right.
Unless, it's like, unless Patricia has drank it.
Yeah.
But I would.
She's
like,
your poison tester. Patricia,
try this. You drink it first.
Yeah.
The food has to be something from like other people that I know. Like I have to
know a random table.
I would not go to a random table. Or I would just the guilt of that. And
no, but
like,
they've already left. They paid their check and they like didn't eat like half of their shit and they left.
I know, but. And it's before the embarrassment if someone was like, did you just do that?
Yeah, I wanted to try some of their sweet potato fries. They look good. Thinking of ordering them.
Where are you doing this at?
Like TGI Fridays.
That's even worse. Maybe at a Mastro's I would do it, but like.
I went to.
Maybe at a Catch Steak LA I would maybe, but not at TGI Fridays.
No, I feel like a nicer place is where you get yelled at. They're like, did you just eat off someone? Like, I don't know. Don't judge
me. I understand like the necessity. Like if someone has to do it, I understand.
I just wouldn't shame anyone for doing it either. Like I wouldn't do it now.
I think it's a little unhygienic.
Yeah, and really cheap, Mike.
Okay.
Carly, you had a story here?
I was with my friends. They were like in a band and they were touring. It was during high school. They're a little bit older. And we went to a place. It's kind of like
IHOP.
Have
you guys heard of the Rolling Stones?
It was them. And we were at Village Inn at night. It's basically IHOP. It was probably like midnight or something. And one of the guys literally, he did this all the time, but he got a to-go box and he went to every table that was empty with food on it still and put it in his to-go box.
My man.
And just left.
That is brilliant.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. But you know, they were like struggling artists. They were like, it's food.
I get it.
And they were in the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Wow.
Main singer.
They all start somewhere.
Yeah.
I had a terrible habit of when I was in college and I was drunk and I would walk home. There was this dive bar that served like burgers and fries. And this would be around 1:45 a.m. I would like go by it and go, do you guys have any just food left over? And But one time, the guy was like, hell yeah, man. Gave me like a whole thing of fries.
Dang.
And then I went in like the next week and the guy was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, thought I was like a total homeless person, like begging for free food. It's stayed with me ever since. Yeah.
Never have I ever fake cried to get something.
I probably definitely have.
I was going to say that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Turn like, on to your the parents? Tears? Oh, like when you're a kid?
Yeah.
Fake cried.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't think there always have to be like tears coming out.
You just.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to school today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure I've done it to like exes too.
Yeah.
Just like want something. I don't know.
Or like.
Nothing specific.
Wanted like a Cartier ring.
No, just like. I don't know. I can't think of an example, but I'm sure I've done it.
I've never done it, but if I had to do it, I wouldn't cry. I would try not to cry. the move, if you want, they say like in acting classes, if you want the audience to like, or it's more effective to try not to cry than to just cry in acting, because it like it conveys like you're trying to maintain control.
Yeah, it's almost more emotional.
And so
yeah.
I think if you wanted to, you shouldn't just be like, why? You should be like,
I just,
why?
I don't think it would be convincing though at all.
Try.
Wait, give me a scenario.
I just told you I didn't want to be friends with you anymore.
That's too intense.
You don't. Let's say
do something like.
Let's say like you're on a long road trip and it's your turn to drive and you don't want to drive.
Oh, that I would cry. Okay. Yeah. I just have like really bad. It's like hard to talk about, but I have really bad driving anxiety. Sorry, I'm like trying to not cry. Right.
Listen, I'll be okay. Pretend you're doing this to me because I'm not gonna let you get away with it.
Okay. Am I doing good so far?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm really doing really bad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, you're doing good.
I just have really bad, I can't really talk about it, but I have like really bad driving anxiety. And I'll feel like I'm gonna pass out. So I don't.
I'll make sure you stay awake. It's fine.
No, it's not that. It's like a lot deeper.
That was really good.
That was it.
Thank you.
Yeah, but like it's your turn to drive, so.
Okay, well, have fun dying when I pass out. You fuck.
Never have I ever created a secret Instagram to stalk someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Really?
We used to have a fake Snapchat that we shared with Mackenzie Stith.
Yep.
And we all had the login so we could just like look at
people's snaps.
Yeah. I don't even remember who we were looking at though at the time.
Could not tell you.
Probably
a
multiple
fake Instagram
people.
To like look at people so they wouldn't see that you're seeing their story.
Yeah. I'll still get emails from that like fake Instagram.
You know, like, I just feel like that's like a rite of passage as a person.
Especially like as
living,
a woman,
human.
Yeah. As a woman, it is a rite of passage.
Yeah. Because you don't want someone to see that you saw their story. Is that the main reason?
Yeah. Well, especially when I was like on dating apps, I wanted to watch if I match with someone and I kind of thought maybe I'd be interested. I would go on that Instagram and watch their stories and stuff
to like vet them.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't think about doing that.
Because if it's me, they're like, okay, psycho, this girl literally, we just matched. Like, why is she looking at my stuff?
Exactly.
Oh, let them know. Let it out. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Maybe now I would. Well, I don't know.
But you're also a man. I feel like it's a little different.
It's different. Yeah.
There's like a stigma to girls that we're like already crazy.
As we should be because
we are.
Yeah. Well, and men are make us crazy.
Yeah.
No comment.
Have you ever? Yes, you've
also,
made
by the way,
fake...
is there anything that you guys have to say to Carly and I?
Wait, what?
Is there anything that you have to say to us?
About what?
Anything.
Sorry.
Sorry for being a
for
man.
For what?
For being men?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Women's History Month. Happy Women's History Month.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Thank you.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, God.
Like,
oh, God.
Like, shit.
Dude,
on camera.
I'm sweating right now. The way you just the spotlight is it's a little hot in this room right now.
My vision was going,
it's warm in here,
what did you think
it got a little warm. I don't know.
My vision was like, wah, wah, wah. It started like,
Happy Women's History Month.
Thank you.
God. Good. I need a drink.
What are you going to do to support women this month?
We will let you guys talk more this episode.
Okay.
Than us. And then you're like, well, so you're going to make us work more, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You can't win.
Yeah. You're going to make us work more. That doesn't
work.
Who's
your favorite woman in history?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm not even trying to be funny. Yeah. Like, she's an incredible
philanthropist.
I would say
musician.
My favorite woman in history is Madam C.J. Walker. She was the first woman millionaire in the United States. And she was African-American.
Ooh,
pretty cool.
Know that? She created hair products for African-American
women.
That's
how she made her money.
Did you ever know that? Like, white... I think it's kind of cool.
What?
She was the first, like, female millionaire.
Is Women's History Month, like, a new thing?
What'd you say?
No,
is
I do think
a new
that's...
thing, Women's History Month? I feel like I didn't hear about it when I was a kid.
You didn't?
Why do you think that is?
Because of the patriarchy. We got to dismantle it. Bernie 2020. Okay.
Bernie 2020. A little late.
Yeah, fuck the patriarchy.
4-day week. What is it? 4-day work week, 3-day bender. Bernie Sanders, no surrender.
Ooh. I've never heard of that.
That's like the 4-day
tits
work week.
Tits out for Bernie.
Tits out for Bernie.
Wait,
hot
I
girls.
Did that actually.
Did you?
Yeah. We were filming a vlog and she got, was it like in her P.O. box? Someone sent a Bernie bumper sticker. So Erin like took her shirt off and put it over her boobs and ran outside.
I ran outside with a megaphone.
But at the time we were so like, we didn't know anything. We were like,
whatsoever.
L for Bernie. Or Bony.
That's me. Vote for Bony.
Bony Sanders.
Bony Gilfoy.
Vote for Bernie.
Demon.
Bony Bear.
2024.
Okay. Do you want me to go to the dirty questions, Erin?
No, it's fine.
Nice. Okay.
So, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Well, it's okay.
Okay. For these ones, put your hand up. No, I'm kidding.
For the audio listeners, never have I ever edited my photos.
Like Facetune?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's say Facetune specific, because I feel like editing is like everyone.
Not like adjusting the colors to like make it brighter. I'm saying like.
Yeah, like a sepia filter.
Like filters, I'm saying.
I put a filter.
No, he's talking about like.
I'm saying, have you gone in and like made your arms look
a different
shape?
Or like colored your. I wish I knew how, but I don't.
No idea.
Like what people we know do that. Like,
oh, I did have Stassi Baby edit a picture one time.
That's true.
Because I have really bad rosacea and I wasn't wearing makeup and it was on a disposable camera. So you know how the brightness like makes everything more intense. And I was like, oh, this is such a cute picture, but like. That's a little embarrassing. And then Zane had sent it to like that group chat or whatever. And then one of the girls like just put the color normal.
I was like, whoa, that's so crazy.
No, in minutes. Like literally got it back in minutes.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, they're
that's like the only thing I've ever done. I could not tell you how to use that.
Well, and the time you made your butt huge in that one picture.
Sometimes, sometimes like I've had to make like my bulge smaller.
Okay.
Just don't want to like offend or like cause too much attention. Like just try to humble
intimidate
myself.
Intimidate anybody. Yeah.
But like,
happy women's
it's kind of wild. Like, I think it's interesting how like girls or it's sometimes people make their like.
During women's history.
But guys are never, like, photoshopping, like, their abs, right?
I feel like men
doing
that.
People will, like, make their muscles look bigger, maybe make themselves a little taller,
but
sharpen up the jawline.
Filters where you can do, like, the full-on, like, six-pack. Like, is there anyone else just going around doing that and, like, their friends in real life are like,
or just smoothing out your skin?
Yeah. I think, like, men have just as many insecurities as women do.
Yeah, just different, probably different places.
Totally. Especially people who are like influencers.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of guys probably do.
You know what? I'll admit, I think there are a few pictures of me. I don't do it anymore. Of back then, like if I was too squinty in a picture, I just felt like I was like, did too many wrinkles. I'd clear that up a bit.
Yeah, you really just don't like your crow's feet, huh?
I don't. Let's well, now I like embrace it or I just don't try to like. When I smile,
use a retinol.
Yes, I use a retinol. I have a great skincare routine, Carly.
Well, let's go.
All right. Well, Jesus Christ.
Get you some work done, you know?
Yeah, let's go get your
I'm happy with my skin. It's just in pictures sometimes I don't like. Anyways, let's next question.
Never have I ever peed in a public pool.
Oh, yes, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Never.
Never when you were a kid?
No. I think that's like a sin.
I probably did it last year. No, not really. I haven't been in a public pool, I don't think.
Or just like private. A friend's pool?
Yeah, all the fucking time.
You can't pee in pools, Erin.
Why not?
If you can kill it.
Yeah, but like, it's not a toilet.
You know how much of an asshole I am is like if I'm at a
not
fucking
as an
pool
adult.
Party and I notice that somebody hasn't gotten out of the pool in a long time, I'll be like,
I know who you're
have
talking
you
about.
Pee?
Name
have you need to go up? I think you need to go up and go to the bathroom, or at least just show that, show us that you're capable
you're like
of
dad.
It. Because you've been in the pool for 2 hours and I've seen you drink 12 White Claws.
Okay.
Go potty.
Yeah, no, I think if you're like at a, it's like a big thing. I don't think I would do it today.
I love peeing in the ocean. That's easy.
Okay, that's
it's
ethical.
It's so hard.
To pee in the ocean. I know. It's like a challenge.
It's really hard.
Because like you have to get started and then like, but like you can't get started because you get knocked off.
But that's what's nice about the beach is like, especially if it's a beautiful day, you're just like roasting and then you're like, oh, gotta pee.
Yep,
and then you just like walk into the water.
And it's always funny because you're trying to go out there like thinking that you're like trying to get a better look at the scenery. You're just like, just enjoying the water.
Yeah.
you can, I think, peeing in lakes and oceans, natural and bodies of water. That's okay.
Yeah. Do you pull your pants down when you pee in the ocean, or you?
No.
Do you,
well, I will like sometimes lift the thing to the
side. You don't just use it as a diaper, right?
I use maybe it sometimes, as a full diaper.
You just go diaper mode?
Yeah. Yes, it's a full netting. That's what you're I already used to in do. The water.
And then you're hopefully going to wash it when you get out.
Well, you got to rinse it, but I don't like the full diaper mode. I like to like pull down a little bit.
When what? I'm home,
because then I feel like you're soaking your bottoms in the pee. And then
you're
it's a lot
in the water.
I know, but like, I don't know.
I get the sentiment. You're like, oh, just thinking about it. So yeah. Like, I'm still wet from the pee, but it's really,
but amoebas
yeah.
What if can go into
you?
Your...
Huh?
What if someone sees you pull your...
Oh, yeah, no, you have to be head on a swivel when you're peeing in the water.
Yeah.
Or oh. If like a little shark comes and bites your wee-wee off. Like, yeah,
but like, what about amoebas and like going up
like
your...
Like up
your
my refill? Vagina or something?
You think that a bubbly, floaty piece of fabric is going to protect you?
More than just maybe. Exposing my penis out in the...
Yeah, that's really scary.
I don't know.
Remember, I mean, I'm sure we were all told this as kids, but if you, like, peed in the pool, it would turn a color.
Yeah, like yes. In grown-ups.
Oh, yeah.
That happens. Do we know if that's a real thing yet?
I think it was made up for kids to not pee in pools.
Well, I think there is a treatment.
Oh, that does... Maybe there was one, and then it became this whole thing because of that.
I think in grown-ups, they're at, like, a water park.
Oh.
Which is, like, oof. Definitely peed in a water park,
and it's definitely showed a color.
Yeah, like the adults were peeing.
Ugh,
so God, it's like really
damn.
Funny.
Yeah,
like
oh, I forget that like people can pee in water parks.
Water parks
are disgusting, but I love them.
Yeah.
Never have I ever burped the full alphabet.
No.
What?
Do you know those kids that do that?
Yeah.
Like, are you not those people,
I
right?
I used to be able to do it, but it's like, yeah. You have
so
to,
you
like...
So you have done it?
Try.
Yes, but you try. I can't now. Maybe after I drink my Diet Coke.
I can't even burp. Like, my burps are so dumb.
Same.
It'd be like, A. It's women's history,
just, did we just harmonize that?
I think so.
Wait, I want to hear you do this.
I can't.
Get to like three letters in.
B, C. Oh,
that feels like it hurts.
It kind of does.
Oh, no, man.
That's gagging. Why are you gagging?
Because it's like that you're like making yourself do
it's
it.
It's air.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's something in your throat. Can anyone else here like
make
themselves
do that.
Burp?
I can.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally air.
I cannot do that. It's like, it's weird. I don't know. Because it's so close to the nerves of like the burp and like
puking.
Like a gagging.
Does it satisfy, like, if you had to burp, does that feel like you're getting a burp out?
I get if you have to burp, yes.
Yeah.
But right now, it doesn't satisfy.
On command.
No. Like, if I feel a burp coming, like, I'll let her free.
That's insane.
Stop. Can we move on from the burping? Like, I'm done.
You would hate TJ.
Oh, TJ man. Will be like,
he could say a whole sentence like that. Yeah. He sounds like a fucking monster.
That is crazy.
It's crazy.
I've never been able to burp like that.
No. One's always, I'm just like, watch TV upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah.
I'm like, God.
No, I'm so like, not, I don't even hear it. And sometimes I'll be like filming YouTube videos and like, I don't even realize it happened. And then like the comments will be like, oh my God, TJ in the back. And I'm like, so just like not phased by it whatsoever.
I'm like watching The Bachelor or something there. I'm like this like amazing, romantic, cute date. I'm like, this love is so nice. And then Nolan's downstairs. Like farting.
Men.
Yeah.
I don't really rip burps like that.
I don't think I've ever heard
can
you
burp. Can you fart the alphabet?
Yeah, let me try.
Have you guys ever tried to light a fart on fire?
Yeah,
no.
Because I heard about a person that did it one time, and like the flame like went into their butt.
What?
And then it singed their entire rectum.
Oh, they got like the recoil of the air sucked it back in?
Yes, and it charred everything.
This sounds like Jackass.
So bad. That's why I've always like wanted to, but I'm like, I ain't gonna
risk
it.
Let's try after.
Yeah.
Add it to our list of video ideas. Lighting our butts on fire.
One time we tried to put a beer bong into Jason's butthole and do that, but it didn't
what?
Work.
What?
Like butt chug.
Yeah, like a butt chug.
Can you die from that?
Yeah, we were like, we shouldn't do this because you might die. And then we ended up not doing it.
Ugh.
What about the whole tampon and alcohol?
Oh, that's another
that
one.
That can literally kill you, right?
Yeah.
You get like alcohol poisoning.
Because
did you do it, Aaron?
Aaron's like, I have one in
bottoms
now.
Up.
Yeah, I have one in right now.
You can buy tampons that have alcohol in them. So you were like buzzed during your
period. No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
It's like a sneak in a flask.
It helps cramps.
Mike,
you guys are lying.
No, there's some with caffeine that helps cramps, and there's some with
alcohol. You have to be 21. You're lying.
There's even a Red Bull flavor. No.
No, I know you're lying. There's no way.
Dang, I was really hoping he would think that one was real.
Never have I ever peed in public.
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, one time I peed in, I was so drunk, I peed in a spray tan booth.
In the booth?
Shut. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And then I tried sopping it up with my clothes.
Ew, Erin! What?
Because I had on like a sweatshirt and pants, so I literally was so fucked up. And it was not like
Why were you in a tanning salon fucked up?
We weren't supposed to be there. My friend had like a friend working. And so she was like, oh, like we're walking right by, let's stop it. And then the girl was like, oh, do you want to go in? And I was like, sure. And then like went in, and then I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And like didn't know how to get out and panicked. And I just like peed in it. And then I was like, oh my God, like I literally just peed. And then I tried like.
Did you get the tan?
I literally couldn't tell you. I don't remember. But the amount, like, and then I definitely, when we were walking on the street, peed some more, like broad daylight in Boston.
Like an elderly dog?
Everywhere. Wow. I would do it now. I would pee on the street. I'd pee on road trips, like if we don't have to like go into like a... Yeah.
I can't do... I just like don't want people to see my vagina. Like I'm too scared.
Well, you gotta open the doors.
You go in between the doors.
Yeah, but you're saying like on sidewalks...
Oh, yeah.
Like bar hopping or something, you would just, like, pee?
No, I have to be, like, exceptionally drunk to do that.
Oh, okay. And then you're like, fuck it, I
don't
care. I
pee on the side of people's houses all the time, like, if I'm at parties and, like, the bathrooms are, like, the 2 minutes.
To be a man.
Too long of the line.
And I'd rather, like, not their home.
Huh? Well, it probably is, like, a bush, I would assume.
Oh, yes. I'm not, like, pissing on the house.
That's what I'm picturing.
But
I'll, like,
shake it around so you can't even, like, I'll shake it around so you can't even hear it, too. Because it just sounds like it's just like...
Like a sprinkler.
Like a little bug flying around.
I had a pee last week, right before Remy and Remy's boat party.
Okay.
I pulled into the parking lot, just found a bush and peed.
Yeah. You guys have it so fucking
easy. That's so easy. Never have I eaten something off the floor that's been there for longer than 10 seconds.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't
like
fuck
an
with
M&M
that
or something.
All. If something
I
even...
I don't think I have.
Even if it's in your own home?
Absolutely not.
When I worked at Panera, my friend, I had like actually had a huge crush on him. And then when he left to go to college, I cried. But anyways, we were working together and we pulled the salad line out because it hadn't been pulled out to like clean under it in a couple days for some reason. And there was an old cookie under it was like on the floor, just underneath the whole salad line.
Okay.
And I was like, I dare you to eat it. And he ate it and he literally had to call out sick for like 3 days.
Oh, yeah. No.
And he got really sick.
I don't think I could do it at I would only eat it in my home. Like if it was on the floor for 10 seconds, I would never eat anything off the floor anywhere other than my space. Cause I know like how it's maintained.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I'm the same way.
Never have I ever, have I ever pretended to be someone else on a phone call.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have, like, a prank call or something.
Yeah, this is Dr. Glassman.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Yes.
Or just, like, pretend it to be me to, like, call someone.
Like you're calling you out of work or something?
I pretended to be you on a call.
Yeah, definitely.
guys. Well, I'm so excited.
Manscaped. I would much rather have Mike pretend to be me on a phone call than like just me to even talk on a call.
Yeah. I'll like write scripts for Matt on the screen when we're like on a call. Like I'll have text that open in giant letters and I like...
He's my ChatGPT. Mike is my AI. Because there's just like... I don't know, sometimes it's just like specific things where like, I don't know. I don't like not knowing what I'm talking about. So I sometimes just need a bit more direction from Mike. Mm. But I know how to like do filler and be like, you know what? That's a really great question. Let me think about that for just a second. And I come in and then I just pick up the sentence like that.
Oh never have I ever done a front flip.
Yeah, like on a trampoline.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, off a diving board.
I still can do one to this day, a front flip on a trampoline. Yeah. No problem.
No problem.
Let's put it to the test.
Do it right here. Prove it.
What about on a flat ground? Have you ever like done like a cartwheel into a front flip?
I'm actually too scared to do it on trampoline. Like, really? No way. Yeah, I feel like I'd just break my neck. I think I wouldn't. Okay. I think my problem is I wouldn't commit fully. I'd be too scared to commit, yep. and then I would break my neck.
Yeah, yeah. That's
you
like
need
those...
like a spot.
Yeah.
Trampolines are fucking insane.
They're yeah. so fun.
Let's
They're
put
so...
a bunch of kids on a thing that can just.
You should put one in your backyard.
You was
my whole backyard is just a trampoline.
James Charles has one of those like Olympic style ones in his backyard,
like in the ground.
You go so high, like does it's it... like the yeah. ones that like Olympians, like gymnasts God. Train on. It's not like your average like. You
Damn.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're like in the ground.
Is he allowed to jump on that with the BBL?
Good question. I should have made that joke, but like, fuck, that's good.
It just falls out.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's in my leg.
Ew. It just goes down yeah, your body.
Just slime.
Never have I ever accidentally sexted the wrong person.
I don't know.
All right. Easy one. Easy
no.
one.
I've accidentally texted the wrong person.
Have you?
Which yeah. is probably worse.
Yeah. That fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Never have I ever ignored someone that I knew when seeing them in public.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what was mm-hmm. the question?
Ignore someone I know when seeing them in public.
Yeah,
definitely.
Face to face or yeah. avoiding them?
Like avoiding them when you see them. And avoid. You're like...
Yeah. Like yes. No one's like come up to me and been like, hi. And then I just like walk away.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, I just don't feel like talking.
Mm-hmm. Especially if I don't know their name.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
There's
when you...
the worst. Oh. Like, hi, oh my God, hey.
And they're like, Matt King, hi.
Hi.
And you're yeah. like, hey, you.
It's also just like a small talk in like a grocery store or like places that's... where you run into people. It's like, yeah. I'm not interested.
Yeah, when I was doing my time at Target, like I would see people from high school oh come God. In all the time that I didn't like really know. And it's that weird thing where it's like, do we talk?
Yeah.
Or not?
Just
and I also don't.
To the back room.
Yeah. I would get
you
really
just, like,
embarrassed.
You just hide yourself like in bedding.
Like you crawl into like the section.
You're like stocking a shelf and you're like, ugh. Yeah. And then you get into the shelf and just use
into the freezer.
Pot.
I'm yeah. just.
Have you? No.
No, I feel like I'm pretty like, I'd rather get it over with. The anxiety of like knowing that they're there mm-hmm. and then running into them, I'd rather make the move and get out. Yeah, no, I don't like.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. If it's someone from high school that I don't really know that well, I'm like, I don't feel like.
Yeah.
Talking about nothing.
Never have I ever thought a friend's parents were attractive.
Oh, yeah. I have.
You've had the hots for your friend's parents?
Yeah.
Did you ever make a move?
No. No. I've had friend's parents who I thought like are just very attractive, yeah. but I would never make the
no,
move.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
I think like people can be objectively good looking without it being like a sexual thing.
Yeah. yeah. Isn't it weird that we have to like preface that with like people and things?
What do you
we
mean?
Know when someone's good looking, but we're like, but you know, not
yeah.
in a sexual way.
Yeah, yes.
Like, why can't like I get it? Like
they're a good looking person.
Yes. And even if it's like, you know, women as women describing men or men describing men, I'm like, they're a good looking dude. But
yeah.
you know, but I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? You just know when someone's attractive.
Yeah, yeah. But it's crazy you just have these like straight dudes who are like, well, I don't look at guys that way. I'm like,
yeah,
how do you
like,
not like can tell if someone's attractive?
Like, you know.
Yeah.
It makes
yeah.
it somewhat, yeah. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Never have I ever tried to run away from my shadow.
Oh.
What is that? Is this poetic? It's supposed to be poetic?
No, no.
Like,
I tried it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, like,
oh,
how
yes.
Peter
when you
Pan,
see your shadow
yeah.
on the floor, you're like, I'm going to fucking get away.
Yeah.
and you yeah. try to just, like, run.
Wait, this is, like, off topic a little bit, but I remember I was spinning a lot in my living room once. Like, just spinning around.
like, standing?
Yeah, I was, like, spinning around a lot. And when I look, this is, like, the first time I ever span, I think, in my life.
Spun?
Spun? I don't know. And when I looked down, the floor was going like this. And I started screaming and like I ran to my room.
What?
Because I literally thought something happened and my floor was now spinning. I was very young.
Oh my God.
So I guess I tried to run away from that.
From the floor. That's
from
funny.
My floor. From my spinning. But the shadow, no.
Have you ever like, you know, like when you look in a reflection, like if you have a mirror behind you and a mirror in front of you and you
oh
just look down
God.
And you see all the
oh,
different
all
like universes.
So trippy.
But when you're a kid, you're like, I want to enter into
yeah,
that
yeah.
universe.
I want to go to that.
yeah. I had a lot
one.
Of thoughts about doing that when mm-hmm. I was younger.
It was always fun. Or like That was stupid. But like when you can see the back of your head, you're like, oh, or like your side profile, if there's different mirrors in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So weird.
You're like, that's what I look like.
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy on TikTok who has the real mirror where he goes, this is a normal mirror. This is what you see in a mirror every day. This is the real mirror. And people look into a reflection and you see how you actually really look.
Oh, he's like on the street.
Yes.
Yes, and people come up to him. He's like, do you want to see?
And
yes,
he's always filming from behind it. And some people
are
either...
So is it flipped?
Yes, in a way. But the way your focal point is with the mirror is different than how we normally see it. So yes, weird. It's flipped, but it's how people really see you. And people's reactions are like... Sometimes people like fall in love with themselves. And then some people are horrified.
Like cry.
But I've always wanted to fucking see it.
I know.
They do sell them on Amazon, but they're like $80.
Just get one and return it.
Yeah, maybe I should. But then, like,
they sell them?
Do you know what we're talking about?
No idea what you're talking about.
Maybe they sell them at, like, Bed Bath & Beyond, and you can just go look.
Isn't it just taking a fucking selfie, though? Like, and then it flips? Like, that's all it is.
No.
I think it's different because it's, like, live.
It's like a mirror.
I think there's some, like, psychology to it.
Hmm.
I want to try.
I feel like it's not that cool. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, I've seen this before.
Such a fucking buzzkill, Mike.
That's funny. Never have I ever looked through my partner's phone.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? I have never.
But not to like...
But someone's looked through mine.
Not to like look. And I also said this on the filter one time about like... I said, isn't it weird when you look through other people's text messages? I'm not looking at Patricia's text message to like, who is she talking to? But like, I was trying to find like information like, well, the address is in here somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's weird when you're looking through someone else's inbox and it's all this correspondence they have with other people. You're like
you have a life?
Yeah.
This
it's like
weird.
This weird thing.
Yeah.
I have looked through someone else's phone, but also like at a complete trust. Like,
mine was not.
Oh, you were
but
like
I was like younger.
You were like,
I would
let
never
me,
do
let
it
me
now.
See the phone, motherfucker.
No, it was like it was just there.
Yeah, we talked about this, I think, on our podcast. But I would love to just find a random laptop or phone that was unlocked and not know who the person is and just go through it.
Yeah.
Like to me, that's heaven. I just want to like see all the secrets of someone I don't even know.
Yes,
and then it makes it better because if you do know them and you find something, then it's like a whole
mystery.
But if you don't know them, it's fine.
Isn't it weird? Like all of our like. Data and like stuff that we own,
it's all somewhere.
Eventually, like when we die, someone will own it, but then eventually like it will become nothing.
Well, that's depressing.
Oh, like but all of our files and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just weird.
It's just like, well, all of our files be forgotten.
Yeah,
I don't know, just thinking.
Yeah,
never have I ever peed in the shower.
Yeah,
I have, definitely.
Do it.
All the time.
But I never did as a child.
I mean, you're peeing in fucking tanning salon sidewalks. That was a...
But like, if I were to go home right now and shower and I had to pee, I would pee.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
You just like make sure it goes down the drain. You're not like stepping in it.
No.
I didn't pee in a shower until Jimmy Neutron, the movie, where Sheen is in the shower because all the parents get abducted by aliens. He's like, I'm peeing in the shower. I'm still doing it. Go, go, go. I was like,
you can
whoa,
do that?
You can pee in the shower? Like, that's a thing? Like, you... And so now I'm
I don't
like,
see the issue.
I do it.
What do you think the problem is?
It just feels so... Like, the whole point of the shower is that you're clean.
Yeah, but you don't do it when you're like... Once you're clean...
But just like then you're stepping in the pee and
it
like
goes down the drain.
But it's like it's like you're using this thing that's supposed to be a clean place as a toilet.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. I'm both for sure.
Like would you,
I definitely
would you
have
stand
done
in
it, but
your
I'm like
kind of
grossed out by it.
Sorry, go ahead.
What I was just saying I get both. Like I've definitely done it, but I've also while I'm doing it, I'm kind of like ugh, just get down the drain. Like I don't want to be stepping in this.
Pee is sterile.
Yeah.
Would you stand in the toilet? And just shower with the toilet water underneath you?
No, because that'd be weird.
But that's like what you're doing.
No, it's not. No.
Because it's like actively going down the drain as you're peeing.
Have you ever peed in a bath?
No.
Oh.
Ooh.
Have you?
No, she's lying.
You ever pooped in the bath?
Just I think on accident I did.
Oh, no.
Definitely as like a baby or like a kid.
I think I had the flu in like middle school and like diarrhea.
She's
I
was like, I think.
Babe. I was a baby.
In middle school?
Yeah, I was a baby.
I know.
It was just bad. It's just one of those things where you're like, I'm gonna puke or poop or both.
Yeah.
I was trying to break a fever. It was like
and
I was
in
really
between,
sick.
She's just burping.
Yeah.
Stop.
That's gonna throw up.
Do you want to burp the alphabet again for us?
No, another one, Mike.
Okay. Yeah. Never have I ever laughed so hard that I peed my pants.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Really? Definitely. And sharted.
Icing on the cake. And sharted.
Oh my god, I've never sharted ever.
Sharted from laughing.
Yeah. You've never sharted ever in your life?
No.
Oh, I have. Huh? For sure.
Every time I've have shart, I've been like, it's okay, this happens to people.
You're all therapy about it. It's normal. I'm still human.
Yeah.
You've never sharted?
No, I don't think so.
You've never sharted and caught it?
No.
Do you know what is a shart?
Like when you fart, but poop comes out.
A little tiny bit, yeah.
Yeah, but not
I thought I did it the other day.
No, you're not shitting your pants.
That's crazy, Aaron. That should be your never have I ever for the rest of your life is I've never have I ever shart.
I've only done it when I had food poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
When you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then you can't make it.
Oh, and then it's the worst feeling. There's poop in my underwear.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you just cook.
What do I do with this?
One time I was walking to my apartment from college and I sharted. And then, but I caught it, but I had nowhere to go. So I had to hold it for five blocks.
Oh,
it was
the most, God.
And I was trying to attack. Never. And then I remember figuring out what song, what do I even listen to? I had the headphones on.
The poop
I think
song.
It was just the Joe Rogan podcast that I was just holding.
Oh, gosh.
Never have I ever used the opposite gender's bathroom because the line was too long.
Oh, all the time. And then I got banned from the den. Mm-hmm. But that's because they thought I was trying to do cocaine, which I was.
Definitely use men's bathrooms.
All the time.
Yeah.
Really?
They're always
what the fuck is the difference?
And to be clear, they're always so much grosser.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, but it's also
men's bathrooms
girls
are nightmares.
Take so goddamn long.
They really do.
This is a PSA. Go in and get the fuck out. Especially at places that are one stall bathrooms.
Yeah. Yep.
Figure out a different place to do your drugs.
Yeah.
I'm
not
with
the
you.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it.
I will use
I've done
a men's room any day.
I remember the first time I went into a girl's bathroom, I was like, it's like a fucking airport lounge in here.
It's the Delta Sky Club.
It's well lit. The counters are clean. It's not wet all over the floor.
Yeah.
But the other thing about girls is too, so many of them will piss all over the fucking seat.
Yeah.
And then not clean up.
Guys
which
do
is
that
really
too.
Disgusting. Yeah, but you have a urinal you can use.
That's true. That's true.
You don't have to
and
sit.
And we have to sit.
Or do a wall sit.
Yeah.
Like
I think I actually
shake, not put your butt down and just shaking.
Oh, the hover.
Peed in a urinal.
How?
Yeah.
Sitting down,
facing
or standing,
it or reverse?
No, behind, reverse.
You
desperate times.
Sat down.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Huh?
Should we have urinals?
No. It was very drunk, obviously.
Yeah. Did you know that you were in a men's bathroom? And you're like, huh? This is new. And you were just
I was I gotta pee. And then there was probably no stalls open, so I just did that.
Yeah. Wow.
So either that or the sink, which I have also done.
That's impressive.
And on me and Matt's clothes.
I have peed in sinks at house parties.
Oh, I used to sleepwalk when I was little and pee in my parents' sink. Yeah.
Wow.
I'd walk into their bedroom.
Carly,
I remember
hoisting yourself up.
Yeah, peed in their sink.
Oh my god, yeah. Name a place I've peed there.
My suitcase, our clothes.
Oh yeah, I've peed in Carly's suitcase.
In a church?
Matt's clothes.
And then they wore the clothes the next day.
Yeah.
In a church at the actual toilet. In the dippy thing.
Yeah, in the holy water.
Something unholy.
Not me calling it a dippy thing.
Do you guys have holy water?
No.
Okay. I always thought it was, I was always so annoyed when they would stick it on the branch and then do that thing.
They would flick it?
Yeah.
They still do that. Or they do it on a branch or they do a type of I don't know.
You were like, I don't want to get wet.
Yeah. Get away from me.
Yeah.
You're going to run my mascara.
Okay, we're going to go to the Teen Vogue one now. this is... Never have I ever been hungover. Okay, Teen Vogue.
Oh my god. Imagine if you have... Imagine... There's someone out there who doesn't get hungover,
hashtag
I'm sure.
Well, sober
who's
people.
Never been hungover,
no, but
yeah.
Drinks, yeah. But doesn't get hungover.
I used to never be hungover. In college, never got hungover one time, all 4 years of college.
Oh, so lucky.
Would wake up 8 a.m. be like, all right, let's go fucking hit the town. For the first 3 years, I'd never got hungover. Can't and people would be hungover. I was like, what is wrong with you? And I didn't understand it. And they're like, you will one day.
Wow.
I know.
And now you get it?
Yeah. Never have I ever given someone a fake phone number.
Probably. I don't think I have, to be honest. Have you, Matt?
I don't know, for like a survey thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's when I've given a fake.
It's not like out of like malicious intent, but just like a, ugh, I'm too nice to just say no.
Well, it's too hard now. It's like, okay, I'll call you right now. And then you can say,
oh,
like,
I know.
Or sometimes, I don't know. I think I've been like in a position where like someone who's been like a big fan or something has been like, can I have your number?
And oh, that's weird. Like,
oh, I would be like, I'm so sorry, no.
Too yeah, nice. Like, no. And then I've like put down the wrong different number. Like once or twice.
Give him Jason's number.
I think there's someone out there who like probably does. It's not my number.
No. Never have I ever farted and then quietly left the room.
One time I was with my friend at a chiropractor and we were like in middle school. It was like her mom's chiropractor, and I accidentally farted really loud, and it was just really awkward, and it smelled so bad. We were just like in that room, and it was one of those things where like we couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah,
and then the chiropractor walked in, and we were like,
but well, at least there were like multiple people in there, so yeah. Then it's like he didn't know.
Yeah,
yeah, probably, but I don't remember those moments.
Yeah,
like, just I'm not like, I'm gonna remember leaving. That for the yeah. rest of my life.
Like, oh. Sticks with you forever.
Dear diary, today I farted. Yeah.
Today I sharted.
And I left the room. Hopefully people don't think.
Never have I ever seen an alligator in real life.
No, and I want yeah. to, but I'm too scared to.
You've never seen an alligator?
No.
I don't think so.
Alligator, crocodile, I've never seen any of those in real life.
Like at a zoo or anything?
I've touched one.
Oh, I guess, yeah. In like the wild, no, and I feel like it would blow my mind.
I feel like I have.
That'd just be crazy.
You to go to Florida. You guys must not go to Florida.
No, we
very
hate it
much.
There.
Really?
I've only been a couple times, but only like Disney World.
Oh,
there was a resort I went to as a kid all the time that had a gator right out front.
Oh God!
Never have I ever eaten whipped cream straight out of the can.
Of course.
I mean, yeah.
Yes. Live life.
Yeah, come
we'll bring
on.
One next time and you can try
why not
it.
Out of like
I just never had the opportunity to do it. I don't think I've ever had whipped cream in my fridge. Who what are you using whipped cream for? To have it in your fridge stocked like
Sundays,
a regular
brownies.
Oh, Mike. Whipped cream in your mouth. That is like one of the most classic fun things too. It's like not having yeah. a water. It's like, have you ever had a water balloon fight?
Yeah, that I have.
By
yeah.
the way, my dog has had whipped cream poured into its mouth.
No, I've seen people do it, and I'm like, it just seems like all the gas is just going to go in your mouth. It just seems gross.
That's the fun.
Doing it with it. Yeah. Fast.
No, oh my God. High. It's like so great. Just the sound.
Yeah.
My.
You just like open ever... the fridge. You're like, oh, fun.
Yeah.
You
never had an ice cream party as a kid, and like people weren't doing that.
I don't
what about
think
Cheese
so.
Whiz? Did you ever do that?
Absolutely not. Neither, I don't think I've ever seen a can of Cheese Whiz.
What?
Michael's on a different planet.
I don't have like who you have whipped cream in your fridge right now?
Yeah, actually.
For what?
Well, I do, but because sunscreen. I put it on my nipples for OnlyFans.
Yeah, same.
What? Wait, like, did you do like a Sunday split? Like
Sunday
a,
split.
Sunday split shoot.
Sunday
just the
split. Banana split.
Yeah.
It was. They make like oat based
yeah.
whipped cream.
When that's I was younger, was. Or like lived in Omaha, my mom would get like chocolate flavored whipped cream. So that would be like a little like dessert, like snack or something. Yeah. With strawberries. It's great.
Whipped cream's great.
Yeah.
Cool Whip on top of like a dessert.
Yeah.
Oof.
Never have I ever crashed a party that I wasn't invited to.
Yes. Yes, when I was younger.
Really?
I just like was never not getting invited to parties. So.
Oh, really?
No.
Some people crash Patricia and I's engagement party.
Yeah. Really?
No
that, like,
way.
Weren't invited?
Yeah, they weren't invited. But the thing is, I had no problem with them coming. But we were like very like, oh hi, like oh
that's
my gosh,
so rude.
And then because I think though some of the people that we did invite were like. Well, you know Matt and Patricia, and they love you guys, so you're totally it's gonna
what
be totally fine. But it's like I don't
Whoa.
Know. We're just like at a level right now where it's like obviously we had our engagement party for people in LA, but not yeah. everyone invited to the party will be invited to the wedding. It
yeah.
was just like our time to yeah. celebrate. So it's like that's fine. But then it was just like it was another thing. Like it's just already you're trying to like focus on the people who are there to celebrate you, and then you have these other people.
That's really rude.
How many people was it?
Like, I was like four people that came that like one person like brought with them that I was a little like,
oh, did you okay. say anything to the people who like brought them along with them?
No.
Let's no, I kind of realized last night
that, like, Patricia and we were, like, talking, like, yeah, did you invite them? And she was like, no, I didn't. It was so-and-so who invited them. Also, where were you?
I was in Utah.
I know. Yeah, I know, you know.
I just wanted to establish that.
Yeah, you know what? I'll crash a damn party. Not something that is, like, too exclusive of an invite kind of a thing. Yeah. But if I feel like I can enhance the
vibes
at a party.
Parties just feel open. Unless it's, like, specific, I guess, you know? It's like...
In college, we drove down to Florida for spring break one time, and we just, like, drove through the college town, and this one frat was having a, like, the one frat was having a party that night, and we went at, like, 4 p.m. to, like, go and meet the frat people to just, like, see if we can get into the party that night. But before we did that, we did a whole research on the fraternity to, like, learn who the founder was, what year was founded, what their sign is, etc. And we pretended that we were members of that same frat at our school. And so we go up, we knock on the door. I can't remember what the frat was. And we were like, hey, how's it going? They're like, what's going on, guys? Like, oh, we actually were the founding members. This is what was our idea, that we're the founding members at our school. So, like, any gaps in knowledge is because we are the first members at ours. So we're still learning.
Oh my God.
And so, like, they took us in. We did, like, a whole tour around the house. They were like, do you guys need a place to stay? And we were like, bro, college kids. So it was like, we could stay at the house tonight. They're like, yeah, you guys are brothers, right? We're like, yeah. And they showed us, like, the room we would be staying in, etc. And they were like, and so wait, so what do you guys like about the frat? We're like, well, William Pyatt Runkel, the founder, actually, his tenants of blah, blah, blah. and all this shit was, like, going so fucking well. And then, like, it's the night of the party. We, like, pull up, and then we're, like, in the house at the party. We had our car outside, and one of the brothers, like, asked something about something. And we were just like, I'm not sure. And they're like, really, you're not sure? Because that's actually the first thing that you learn when you become a brother of the Sigma Chi, Rho, whatever it was. And we were like, oh, well, we're actually just, like, we're just starting it up at our school. And they're like, let's step outside for a second. And so they brought us all outside, and the kid's like, so what's going on? And we're like, yeah, we lied about the whole thing. We just wanted to come and party with you guys. Is that cool? And they're like, nah, you're not going anywhere. Stay right here. And then we get into the car, and he's like, get in the car. You guys are not going anywhere. He puts his hand on the driver's side door, and he's like, you guys wait right here. And I was in the driver's seat, and it's like me and my three friends in the car, and he has his hand on the steering wheel, and he's like, we're, like, waiting to be surrounded. So I just turned on the car. And I just fucking gunned it and got out of there.
Whoa!
I wonder what they would have done.
I know. They probably would have, like, tried to beat us up or something.
Yeah, cut those little boards.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the little paddles.
Yeah.
God, but I still remember William Pyatt Runkel was the founder of some fraternity in Florida that we lied about.
I'm sure it'll come in handy at some point.
Yeah.
Do your research, though. That can get you far.
We got into, like, the daytime part, but then I guess at night there was someone, like,
did you not wind up staying there?
No. We got the fuck out of there. Thankfully, we didn't like put our stuff in the house. I think we were, like, still a little sketched out.
Got it.
But, like, it was, like, right as the party was about to start, someone, like, pulled us aside and, like, grilled us, and we didn't know what anything besides, because we thought we already made it home free.
Yeah.
And so at that point, we were just like, no more research. Oof, but for you kids out there, you can always crash a frat if you just pretend to be.
Yes. Also, sometimes I like to look up, like, the owners of, like, bars and stuff I used to do in Austin.
Yes.
And you'd be like, hey, is Jerry working tonight? And they're like, no, he's not. I'm like, okay, he's just, like, my godfather or something.
And they'll be like, no one, the owner.
Oh, okay, it's like, was it cool if we go? They'll be like, yeah, just go. I don't know. There have been, like, moments where if you know who owns it and you say that to a lot of the workers, they're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Social engineering.
What happens if they were like, yeah, he is. Let me go get him.
Yeah, and they'd be like, yo, I'm David's friend. He'll be like, huh? Like, you, not David Dobrik, but I mean, like, just, try to be generic with them.
Well,
Or you're like, oh, wait, you're not the Jerry I'm thinking of. Different Jerry. Is there a different Jerry that works here? And then you just pretend you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Oof. I don't like breaking the rules.
Just peeing in.
We're lying.
What are you peeing in? Tanning salons?
Tanning beds? Tanning bed.
Never have I ever eaten an entire carton of ice cream.
Probably.
In one sitting?
Yeah, like a little Haagen-Dazs.
Oh, a small one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you could do. But then you just feel like... afterwards.
So good. So happy.
So refreshed.
I never crave ice cream, like, at all.
Really?
Like, the thought of, like, pull over and go to this ice cream place to me, I'm like, nah.
Oh my God, in the summer, I'm like, get me a fucking cone.
Yeah. Ice cream is so
good.
God,
I love ice cream.
There's so many good places around here, too.
Salt and Straw. Oh my god.
Oh, yes, but Salt and Straw always like switches it up.
Yeah, that's the point though. You got to go and it's always a new adventure.
But their flavors, I'm like, what is that? Like they always have one weird thing in everything.
They had a Thanksgiving one that had literal stuffing inside of it. It was repulsive and TJ loved it. And I was like, that's criminal.
Ew, maybe like the salty
sweetness.
It
was disgusting. Yeah, it was so gross.
Should we play it? Should we just play it ourselves real quick?
Okay.
Okay.
10 fingers.
Yeah. Well, for the audio listeners, just keep count.
Yeah.
Never have I ever cried in front of my parents as an adult.
Oh my God.
Oh, wait, I have. So I put it down.
I have.
You have. So you put a finger down.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Carly.
Never have I ever been at fault in a car accident.
Ooh, I definitely have.
I guess the stigma's not true.
What?
Women can drive.
Oh, why? You have?
No,
you,
I haven't.
You never caused an accident?
Mm-mm.
You never caused an accident?
I never caused an accident. I mean, I've gotten hit, but
I do it on purpose sometimes, just to shake up the day.
Just for fun.
I think we have one time I like bumped someone. I was like, oops, sorry. Oops. Never have I ever been to Paris.
Never have been,
I've
to,
been
Paris.
To Paris.
I have never been.
Never have I ever eaten anyone's asshole.
Ooh, never.
I have not done that.
You put a finger down.
Oh, then whatever. Never have, never will.
Oh, yeah.
That's like breakfast, said, lunch, and oh, dinner. Yeah. Okay. Never have I ever said I love you to someone and didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Okay. You put it down if you've done it.
Yes. Oh, yep. Okay. It's like a friend be like, I love you. And then I don't really love them.
Okay.
Oh, this is hard. Never have I ever done a drug other than weed.
Should we talk? Which one? I'm kidding.
No. Let's not get in trouble.
So
you,
Mike, put a finger down in case anyone wanted to know.
Is it my turn?
If you're listening, Matt has 5 fingers still. Aaron has 7. Mike has
7.
And I have 8.
Matt?
Never have I ever owned an electric vehicle.
Okay.
Ooh, good one.
Okay.
What?
That's funny.
Never have I ever had a penis.
Okay.
That's like biological.
There's so many fingers left.
I know.
I can't say this if I've done it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Never have I ever DM'd a celebrity.
Oh, that was on the list, cheater.
I know, but I thought it was the stupid one.
I have.
Never have I ever broken a bone.
Oh, I've broken a bone. Wait, who you guys DM? Let's think on that.
Well, we did a whole video DMing celebrities, inviting them to our wedding.
Oh, that's cool.
Our wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. And who? David Spade is the only one who responded. Yeah,
David Spade responded?
He did.
What did he say?
Well, I asked him to scoot me down the aisle on a electric scooter. And then he was like, that's more like so-and-so's thing, like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It wasn't like anything crazy.
Okay, fair.
Never have I ever been waxed.
Never been waxed.
Yeah. Okay. Never. Matt's got 2 up. Aaron's got 4. Mike has
4.
I have 5. Still in the lead.
Never have I ever ridden on a private plane.
Ooh.
Oh, Matt's about to lose.
Jet Suite count?
No.
No. Never have I ever taken a nude photograph.
Well, this was fun, everybody.
I got 3 left.
I have 4.
Should we play it out?
We could try. Let's see what happens.
Rapid fire. Okay.
Your turn. I can't think of anything that's so hard. Never have I ever shoplifted on purpose.
Never have I ever been Jewish.
Okay. Never have I ever
rapid fire
sucked a penis.
I keep mine up. I am.
How many do you have left?
3.
Oh, I have 3.
Oh, I want to win so bad.
Never have I ever thrown up in Vegas.
Ooh, I don't think I have.
Damn it.
Not that I know of.
Oh, I'm going to win.
Aaron and Mike have 2. I have 3. It's very close.
Never have I ever dyed my hair.
Oh,
fuck you.
Good one.
Oh, damn.
That's a good one.
Never have I ever...
Fuck you both. I'm going to win.
Never have I ever.
Oh, you gotta get him. That's against him.
Never have I ever spoken to Lady Gaga.
Oh, I thought about that last night. By the way,
I'm sure you did.
I'm sure you did.
Before I went to bed, was like,
damn. So Carly has two, and me and Aaron both have one.
Never have I ever had a sibling.
Oh, damn, Carly versus Aaron.
You do have a sibling, bitch.
He's half. I have half. I finger.
No, that counts.
Okay, yeah, he's my half brother.
Okay.
So it's me and Aaron?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Two well, girls.
Here we go. Yeah. We're just going to like get each other.
I think it's your turn, oh. So yeah. I lose.
What's Never have I ever been married.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Okay. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining this episode of Never Have I Ever. Please comment down below things that you
have never done,
have ever done,
or have, or agree with us, or disagree, or like the episode.
Also, leave a review while you're at it. Write down any other suggestions or topics or things you would like to see us do on this podcast. Go leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Go rate us on Spotify. Like and subscribe. We love you guys. Take
love
care.
You.
See you next week.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.